USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a strike that lasted over a week, the head of the L.A. Teachers Union says 30,000 educators
are going to be heading back to school, to the students that they love and the classrooms that they love and the schools that they love and are committed to.
Union Chief Alex Caputo-Pearl announcing last night that an overwhelming supermajority of the union's members voted to approve the deal that it reached with the school district yesterday. Teachers get a 3% raise this year and a 3% retroactive pay hike as well. On the 46th anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision, New York lawmakers adopt a sweeping new abortion rights bill, and Governor Andrew Cuomo, a Democrat, signs it into law. It makes virtually every type of abortion at any time in a pregnancy legal. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.